This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
New Jersey. Then we go out here to the western states, the prairie states, New Mexico tonight, and California.
Now CNN can project that Hillary Clinton will win the New Jersey Democratic presidential primary. No great surprise. Donald Trump has won the Republican presidential primary. He takes California.
I think he's a racial opportunist. I think he says things that are racist. Do you think he said anything that's racist? Said it, not is, but said it.
No.
We will make America great again.
Bernie Sanders, we cannot project, will win the North Dakota Democratic caucuses. Hillary Clinton, we project, is the winner of the New Mexico Democratic presidential primary. Hillary Clinton is the winner in South Dakota.
On Twitter, she's put up a new avatar. Is that what they call it, an avatar? Is that what the kids call it? Anyway, it's a new photo of herself on Twitter.
Thanks to you, we've reached a milestone.
You know, it seems to me that she's found her voice when it comes to taking on Trump.
Bernie Sanders, the whole argument of his campaign was finish strong. Say, I'm the candidate with momentum at the end of the race. Try to flip those superdelegates. Well, let's go through them. A thumping by Hillary Clinton.
But we will continue to fight for every vote and every delegate we can get.
The president congratulated both candidates for running inspiring campaigns that have energized Democrats, brought a new generation of Americans into the political process.
Well, a little summary of what happened last night, in case you slept through it. No doubt about it, a historic night for Hillary Clinton, first woman ever in the history of our country to be nominated for the top office in the land, President of the United States, from a major party, the Democratic Party. And, you know, Scott, I got to tell you this. This is something that kind of went unnoticed. And I thought about this yesterday when the news came out, when AP said Hillary's got the numbers. Why would AP announce that just prior to the primaries? And I'm really surprised that Bernie Sanders did not cry foul on that.
Well, he is. He came out yesterday and he said some things about how, you know, you're really jumping the gun here. Even the Democrat, their head office is called
the DNC.
Yeah. They even came out and said, nothing's finalized until the convention. And, man, they're making a big deal about this historic thing, but she's been trying for this for 16 years.
Yeah. Well,
so,
yeah.
I mean, this is, I mean, she was the favorite last time around.
Right.
You know, 8 years ago when she went up against Obama.
Well, she talked about 18 million holes in the glass ceiling the last time, if you remember, 8 years previously. And, you know, she burst through the glass ceiling here. And we'll see if there's some sort of governor that stops her, and that's about as far as it goes at this point. Because, you know, at the end of the day, as some would suggest, she still remains a flawed candidate, Scott.
Well, you take away her superdelegates, and she has a 300-point lead on a 74-year-old socialist.
Exactly. Well, the people have said, though, you know, which still, and I guess another shocker, that 71% of Democrats say, hey, even if she gets indicted, she's still our gal. And the thing still that she's standing on is, you know, that she's a female. And she deserves that that female vote. I mean, she's really holding on to that. And, you know, so that's what's going to come across. But I'm really surprised.
How does that make any sense for anybody?
Well, because
to vote for somebody for something that they have no control over.
Yeah.
She had no control over being a woman.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, but that's the, you know, that's the play here, because you know, we have a country that wants to promote the disadvantaged at every turn, and this is what the Democratic Party has done. That they have made us the ununited states, and you know, and here it is. In both cases, both candidates are working hard to see what they can do to you know, unite their respective parties. And we'll see how this plays out as the drama continues after that historic night last night. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We've got more coming up. Stay with us, America.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-941-9796.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-941-9796. That's 1-800-941-9796.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, if it matters to you, you know, getting this country back on track, hey, it's about me and you. It's going to be a bottom-up movement, not top-down. Top-down is what got us into this mess to begin with. And here to talk more about what happened last night, this historic night, Megan Barth, founder and proprietor of ReaganBaby.com, nationally recognized political commentator, women's advocate. Meg, how we doing?
I'm doing well, Bill. How are you?
Hey, doing terrific. Oh, what a night, huh, as the song goes.
Yeah, it's such a night. I think one of my favorite moments of last night was to watch watch Bernie Sanders close his speech with him saying, "The struggle continues."
Yes.
And it was interesting to watch because the primary hadn't been called by the time he took the stage in California. And all of the press, including Hillary Clinton, were expectant of him to drop out of the race entirely. They wanted him to congratulate Hillary Clinton on her presumed win, much like the AP did the day before the California primary.
I got to tell you, I'm glad you brought that up. And I was telling Scott just a little bit ago, and we talked a little bit about it yesterday. Huge foul, in my humble opinion, AP announcing that Hillary had the numbers. I think that had a huge influence on the thumping and the numbers, the way they swayed there, because I think a lot of voters, Democrats, said, well, she's already got the numbers, so why worry? I'm not going to go with Bernie. I'm going to make my decision now. I'm not going to wait till the general.
Oh, absolutely. And that was a purposely coordinated narrative and headline and story that was generated with the because of the collusion between the Clinton camp and the Associated Press. I don't know if you caught that bit of news, but it was a huge bit of news that the Gateway Pundit broke yesterday, whereby the reporters within the Associated Press created that story that she won the nomination and became the presumed nominee days before.
Yes. No, they juiced this deal, and it's amazing to me, Megan. I'm just surprised that people aren't all over this, that even Bernie Sanders, maybe, you know, it just quite hasn't, you know, hit him yet. Maybe he just thinks that, like a lot of people, they just do not want to believe how diabolical and manipulative the Clintons are. I mean, to be able to do this, I mean, I thought it was very bad when the announcement came out. I go, interesting. You know, what is all that? And you know, I mean, I had to kind of chew on it for a minute. And I go, oh, no wonder. They just juiced the primary.
Yeah. Isn't it so convenient that it was right before the primary, the California
As you said,
primary?
It's purposeful. Primary. You said it. You said it exactly. It was purposeful.
And deliberate.
Yes.
And it shows the collusion between the press and the Clintons.
Mm.
And you know, the Clintons have always had the press. They Bill Clinton bed the press before he bed Monica Lewinsky or Jennifer Flowers.
Yeah.
He had them in his back pocket, and Hillary continues to. But the Associated Press.
Yeah. Yeah, this is, I think they should be dutifully marked for this. I really do. And I'm just waiting to see if this picks up momentum or if it's just buried somewhere because of, you know, because of the historic moment. But again, this is the problem that we've been having for years, Megan, that you and I have discussed. It just seems like continuously here is the press and, you know, and they keep on going. They lose audience. They're losing, you know, the attention span, particularly of millennials, because they know that, you know, they're not objective. They're not giving us the news. They're giving us commentary. It's a foregone conclusion, whether it has to do with, you know, with global warming, if it has to do with fossil fuels, whatever it is. Whatever the left and progressives want to promote, it you know, the mainstream media has become the PR company for all these interests.
Well, it's just proven itself to be the propaganda arm of a political candidate. With what Gateway Pundit uncovered yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And this, as we've discussed before, like you say, has become a serious problem for the American people and in journalism as a whole. There has been a crossover of journalism into commentary, and the objectivity that is required of the press to have an informed society has completely left the building.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We rely on the press. I don't consider myself a reporter because I have a bias.
Right.
But the general, what the press's job is to do is to report the news, find the facts, and then allow the people to decide the opinion or create their own opinion based on those facts.
Well, it's along that mandate. It is the requirement of the press to document history. You know, and I think back, you know, people are going to go back, you know, 50 years from now and go, I don't know what those people are complaining about. Unemployment was down, you know, 5%. I mean, they're not going to see the asterisk after it that says how many people have dropped out, you know, this black market unemployment, society that we have created, people that have gotten out of the mainstream, that are no longer paying taxes, but participating in the government and, you know, looking to survive. You know, just a case in point there. I mean, the issues. I mean, a nuclear Iran possibility. What's happening in the Middle East, the way that is being prejudiced and misreported. Benghazi, you know, the email scan. I mean, on and on, Megan. I mean, we are a mess in terms of documenting history. And already we have history that has been well established that you and I learned in school how that's being rewritten even now in this 21st century.
Well, absolutely, and let's compound that to the fact that we lost all of our national archives while Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State. Because of her actions as Secretary of State, of building her own private server, of using 26 different email addresses outside of state gov email because she wanted to be sheltered from future FOIA requests,
mm-hmm.
because she deleted and managed all of the communication through the Secretary of State, we have lost the National Archives. Our national security, but our ability to look back in history and saying what was going on in the world at that time, what were the communications between the people that were making the decisions on our behalf, we simply do not have that.
Well, did you hear how the state is setting us up now?
75 years.
Yes, that's what I was going to say.
So my great-great-grandchild or something may know, but will they care?
Exactly. No, I mean, I was telling Scott, I go, the state says it's going to take 75 years to process Clinton records requests. I go, what are they setting us up for? You know, you just have to, I don't know. If you have to love it, ironically.
World War II.
Exactly. No, this is most amazing. But leave it up to the State Department, the Clintons. It always seems to be like we're in a bucket of gum whenever we're dealing with them. Megan Barth is with us. We've got more for Megan on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. It's Bill Martinez live.
I had what many would call the Cadillac of insurance plans with my company. It covered everything. And that's what got us started thinking, well, what is everything? Are we indirectly paying for people to use services that we don't believe in or want to be a part of? And MediShare was the perfect answer for that.
I felt such relief switching over to MediShare. I wasn't paying for anything that I didn't believe in. I was actually able to stand up for what I believe in, and I was able to put my money where my faith is.
We're part of this great program, and it really costs us less than insurance.
Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your health care. For your free information guide, call 855-BIBLE-11. Not available in Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical health care. Call 855-BIBLE-11. That's 855-BIBLE-11.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
What would you think if I sang out a tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me?
Hey, we're back with you, America. Welcome. Bill Martinez here, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Megan Barth is with us, proprietor of ReaganBaby.com. We're talking about, of course, the historic night last night. And also, you know, Megan, I'm glad you brought up Gateway Pundit Jim Hoff's work on this AP announcement. And they, you know, the Hillary camp caught with their hand in the cookie jar here. colluding with AP to announce the delegate win before California. Is I'll tell you, you know, I instinctively, as I was, we were saying in the first break, I just felt like, you know, they were juicing the primary, and they played it out. But I'm surprised Bernie Sanders didn't hammer this. Maybe in the next couple of days he may hammer it a little bit more, because this should have a lot of legs on this thing. This is a great reporting on behalf of Jim Hoff.
Absolutely. And if Bernie Sanders, you know, for some reason misses it, what the reporters should be doing are hounding the Clinton campaign and peppering her with questions.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of attacking and trying to find every single comment Donald Trump has ever made in order to paint him into a sexist, homophobic, Islamophobic, racist corner, mm-hmm. creating all these strawman arguments in order to completely destroy a man who is nothing of the sort. And then you, on top of it, you have someone like Paul Ryan helping the Clintons, helping the Sanders campaign and the press by having a press conference yesterday
mm-hmm.
before the end of the California primary in order to call Donald Trump a textbook racist.
Yeah. Yeah, how do you get there? I mean, you know, look at Donald's, you know, we've been saying Donald Trump is a businessman. You know, that is one, you know, form of how you perceive and worldview, how you perceive that. That's his life. He's a businessman. He's a round peg, and he's trying to fit into a square hole of politics. You're going to have friction points there, undoubtedly, with what's going on. I mean, I think it was a big mistake. In fact, I spent a good hour plus yesterday with a Donald Trump insider, and I just, why can't he use surrogates? He needs to use somebody else to make those comments. And he agreed. He goes, yeah, but, you know, this is Donald Trump. And I go, okay, well, you know, and he pays a price, because every time he comes out on these issues, you know, and what he said since then, how he clarified the statement, and of course, whether it's Wolf Blitzer or whoever else, you know, they want to continue to go down the trail of, let's get Donald Trump to say he's a racist. Well, look at he feels like, you know, historically, when you look at the case, he's gotten a couple of bum decisions out of this thing. And now, you know, when Trump calls foul, now the press slowly but surely starts looking into Curiel's background and sees that, wait a minute, you know, this attorney firm, you know, not only Curiel, but the whole case itself, and the attorneys that are supporting this on a almost like a not exactly pro bono, but a contingency basis. You know, they figure, hey, look, they're licking their chops. They're a Democratic-sided attorney firm. They've supported progressive issues. They've got a long history of doing that. And they're all over this big time. And it just brings out some prejudice here. And, you know, with all this thing. And now they're saying, of course, I'm looking at Pundit Press, and they're saying, you know, Jim Hoff reports that the La Raza judge, I mean, he's not, we've got to understand and make sure that this is the difference. He's not directly associated. When people hear La Raza, they think of that, the radical leftist Mexican group, La Raza, but it's a network of judges. They happen to have La Raza in their name, and maybe they ought to think about changing that.
I'm not picking that up, what you're laying down.
You're not? Okay, well, that's fine.
La Raza is La Raza is La Raza. Mm. You believe in illegal immigration, you believe in open borders, and you support the illegal immigrants. The race is first.
Mm.
That's what La Raza means. So if you don't want to be associated with the radical group, why would you choose it as La Raza Lawyer Foundation or the La Raza Legal Group or whatever?
Well, the point...
You obviously believe and identify with the principles by where La Raza, it was founded.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to dilute and create this wedge or a separation between the La Raza Lawyers Association and La Raza.
Yeah, well,
one and the same.
And I can appreciate your perspective not to do that. I'm just not there yet. And I'm, you know, in terms of looking at it, I'm just saying it looks, you know, there's some smoke there, and it does bother me. But I'm not there where you are. But the thing that does bother me is when the Judges Bar Association calls for the boycott of Trump's properties and golf courses. You know, when we start doing that stuff, yeah. then, you know, we're beyond the pale in terms of justice and what needs to be conducted in the courts.
So only white people can be biased and lack objectivity.
Yeah.
Is what this narrative is producing. Now, I long for the days, Bill, when there were Republicans with a backbone and even some Democrats.
I think that's what's coming out. Yeah, without a doubt. That's what's being exposed here. Right.
That would question someone's objectivity based on past associations and proclamations, like a wise Latina woman by the name of Sonia Sotomayor, who was also a part of the La Raza Lawyers Association, and I believe was a chairwoman. Don't take me to the bank on that, but I believe she chaired the organization. And she specifically said that she would find it hard to be objective based on her past experiences as a wise Latina woman, and even questioned if impartiality and objectivity could be achieved as a judiciary, and said that time and time again. And yet she sits on the Supreme Court, but not before she went, through a grilling by Congress and members in Congress who had questioned her outrageous statements regarding the interpretation of the law or the execution of the law and her interpretation of the law and how she would administer justice. We at one time questioned someone's objectivity and weren't afraid to, no matter what color they were.
Well, and the thing is, was surprising. I gotta tell you, frankly, I was surprised in spite of the background. And it's very difficult in vetting these judges. I mean, this has been a long complaint. I mean, you know, a lot of judges are being elected right now in elections across this country. And it's near impossible to vet these judges. A good friend of mine out in California, Craig Cue, has an organization called
Craig.
Election. Okay. And it has electionforum.org, and he does a great job in vetting all these different candidates. And when it comes to judges, he says, Billy, just, you know, it's just near impossible. We do the best job we can. He says, but we're lacking so much information. They know how to play the game. They obfuscate. They keep everything mysterious. And people are electing blindly these judges to run these courts. And these are the guys that get in, and they eventually, you know, climb up the ladder, and they become federal judges, and all under this shroud in mystery, because we just don't know who they are.
That's right. The only way we really know who they are is how they rule.
Yes.
And the Ninth Circuit is infamous
being
laden with progressive judges and creating the law and implementing the law based on their prejudices and their biases and their activism. The interpretation of the Constitution by a progressive is the antithesis of the true interpretation of the Constitution.
Well, and that's therein lies the conflict within the judiciary right now. Is you have people like Scalia who believe in the literal interpretation, word for word, they said it, they meant it, and then you got people like Barack Obama and the other jurists that believe that it's rather alive and active, and that you can interpret it under the guise of what the culture is calling for today, and that it is flexible.
Well, I just find it ironic that Peter Thiel can be accused of funding a campaign against Gawker, and there's certain outrage, but then you find a lawyers association and a judge who have funded the Clinton campaign, and everything seems to just be
exactly
fine.
Well, to be continued. We're out of time, Megan. Megan Barth on Bill Martinez. Thank you, Meg.
This report is brought to you by Alcon. In the kitchen, vision is everything. It ensures food is cooked properly, knives are sharpened with precision, and ingredients are measured with accuracy. For the past 25 years, Chef Jeffrey Zakarian has presided over some of the country's top restaurants. Like other chefs, wearing glasses while cooking began to affect his performance, so he looked for an alternative. alternative option. With Alcon Daily's Total One contact lenses, he found a reliable and comfortable solution.
A kitchen can be an obstacle course. It's critical I clearly see everything that's happening around me. If my glasses fog up or get in the way, or my contact lenses are uncomfortable, it can impact my performance. The water gradient technology in the Daily's Total One contact lenses deliver all-day comfort, helping me perform at my best in the kitchen and throughout the day. Sometimes, I even forget I'm wearing them.
The unique water gradient technology behind Daily's Total One contact lenses provides a cushion of moisture that delivers all-day comfort. For more information, visit dailystotalone.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
The truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth.
Attention everyone, everyone. This is an emergency broadcast. Please do not turn off your radio.
This is Bill Martinez live.
Hey, welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. We've got Luke Adler back with us, a retired U.S. Deputy Marshal. He keeps trying to, you know, tell me that he's trying to stay retired, but I keep calling and I go, Luke, we got to have you on. We need your perspective and experience. Luke, you know, as a former U.S. Deputy Marshal, has gone through a couple of refugee turnstile events, similar to what we're having here in America, ladies and gentlemen. He can tell you what happened then and what is starting to happen now, which is consistent with history. I've often said that if you want to know what somebody is going to do or what's going to happen, look at what has happened previously. This is why history is so critical. Luke Adler, always good to have you with us. How you doing? Semper Fi, my brother.
Hey, Semper Fi, Bill. Always a pleasure.
Hey, President keeps letting refugees in spite of the objection, in spite of the objection of many, whether it's congressmen, the constituency saying enough of this stuff. It doesn't matter. You know, it just he just keeps the door open and refugees are flying in and the numbers are casually being expanded. Here, I mean, with every presser, it seems that a spokesperson is saying, "Oh, we've got thousands of more people coming," and this is amazing, and and still the vetting process is being questioned.
Well, absolutely, and he seems to have doubled down on this just this past Easter, talking about bringing in more because we're not bringing in enough, and we're not bringing them fast enough. And when you look over. Over in the Middle East, like I think just to kick off Ramadan, ISIS burned, 19 Yazidi women?
Mm-hmm.
And then he's saying, hey, we're not bringing in these military-aged men fast enough into our country, but we're going to vet them. We have a robust vetting process. And the people need to be aware. That's absolutely nonsense. Vetting process doesn't exist, especially in this. If you look back, you know, back to the original 19 hijackers.
Right.
I don't know if you recall, there's a young professional guy, Jose Perez, out of he's an immigration guy. He did a bang-up job. He stopped the 20th hijacker. But 19 of them got in.
Exactly.
Now we're bringing in, you know, thousands and thousands, legions. Legions is what we're bringing in under this administration.
Well, you know, the president's words have been questioned, although it is amazing to me, even at this point in time, that his approval ratings are so high. And he gives that speech that he gave in Indiana. I mean, it's like, okay, what parallel universe are you living in? I'm not seeing the United States of America. And there are people there in Indiana, you know, like clapping seals, just going along with this deal. It's like, wait a minute, you're not questioning? I mean, if anybody was vetted, it may have been the audience there in Indiana.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, he's embraced and brought up folks who are here illegally on the immigration process up into the White House. And he only gets upset when they start talking out of turn and ridiculing him. So it's only a personal attack on himself. That's the only thing that gets his attention. So what this worldview is, to bring in these folks from a war-torn country that's, you know, where ISIS is telling us, they're laughing and they're telling us, hey, guess what? We're embedding thousands of warriors in with this mix. You guys guess who's in the mix. And
right.
We look back in Paris. We don't have to look back any further than Paris. And we see that, you know, the terrorist events on November 13th, Friday the 13th, that the terrorists stepped off into a Greek soil, and then 30 days later, they're in Paris going operational.
Yeah.
That's potentially what we're looking at.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the open borders that Europe has implemented over the years, and how is that working for them? And we have the same mindset that's growing here. I mean, Hillary last night says, we're not about walls, we're about bridges. No, there's not a bridge. It's just about... I mean, if it was a bridge, even a bridge, you would have some sort of choke point that you'd be able to at least scrutinize to some degree the people coming across. There's no bridge. There's no wall in Hillary's world and in the progressives' world. And this is why, you know, Trump has got the traction and getting the traction that he's getting is people are realizing, wait a minute, forget about the front door being unlocked. The front door is just, there's no door, there's no wall, there's no separation here. It's all wide open.
It's completely wide open, and that no one is at the turnstile. You know, and then they won't let the professionals that are out there who want to do their job, they get muzzled, and they're not allowed to, or they don't have the assets. I mean, it's a hot mess, Bill.
Well, I know for you, Luke, you've been there, you've done it. You've seen this turnstile and this type of situation happen a couple of times in your career, and I want you to remind our audience what you experienced back then on a couple of occasions.
Well, you know, you look back during the Cuban crisis and under Jimmy Carter, and it was like, hey, you know what? We're going to embrace this. We're going to take these people. And next thing you know, the administration down in Cuba, they offloaded everyone out of their mental health hospitals and their prisons and said, you want some folks here, handle that.
Right.
And then again, during the crisis, you know, back in the Balkans conflict, and that was under the Clinton administration. And the Clinton administration said, hey, you know what, we're going to brace this and bring these people in. Then they set up the Dayton Accords, right? Well, under the Dayton Accords, they told the Bosnian president, hey, you've got to get rid of all these foreign fighters. Okay, no problem. All foreign fighters, raise your right hand. Yeah. You're now one of us. And that's what he did. So they overnight assimilated thousands of warriors, thousands of jihad fighters into their population, and then passed off any number of those folks into our population.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, look, you know, when Donald Trump makes a statement about government sending not their very best, but, you know, bad apples and bad characters, bad players. I mean, it's not that he's saying this and there's no foundation and there's no history of it. Unfortunately, the media is not breaking that down to say, look at, you know, what, think about what Donald Trump just said. I mean, you're astonished. And all of a sudden, you know, the media takes it to say, because it makes a big headline for them. But it is, it misrepresents the whole idea of history and what the United States has been guilty of doing in allowing people to come into this country that have not been vetted, and maybe in some cases been vetted, but they just decided, well, what the heck anyway, in the interest of internationalism and globalism, we're just going to turn a blind eye for it, and, you know, hopefully these guys turn out to be good people. You know what I mean, is that what they're saying?
That's exactly what they're saying. Again, go back to the 9/11, the original hijackers, and a lot of them came in, filtered in under dubious visa processes, and then once they got here, a lot of them were overstays, which means they were illegal. They no longer had legal status in the United States. And yet they were able to train as pilots, go out and get identification, some fraudulent, some legally obtained. And we saw the results of that.
Yeah.
And that's just 19 people. Now,
right.
He's bringing in thousands and thousands. Again, if you look at it, if I were to say, well, he's bringing in several mechanized battalions. Mm. Now, that would get someone's attention.
Right.
Whoa, what are you saying? Military age people, you have no idea who these guys are, and
right.
ISIS is telling us. Yeah, a lot of those guys are our guys. Good luck.
Right. Well, and the people that really are being persecuted, the Christians, the Yazidis, as you mentioned, they're not coming in full number. It's Muslims who are coming in full number, and young men of fighting age. Just even from, I got to imagine Israel, who, you know, profiles, who is very careful when it comes to security, is looking at what the United States is doing and questions the sanity of our policies here.
Or recognizes the insanity of our
yes.
policies.
Yeah, good point. Luke Adler, retired U.S. Deputy Marshal during his career, had been involved in the apprehension of several USMS top 15 most wanted fugitive and major cases. Former Marine, and so you know why we're joined at the hip. Luke Adler, is always good to have you with us here on Bill Martinez Live. It's just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour right now, America. You know, we've all heard about the health benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in the fatty tissues of fish? Bill Martinez Live recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids, EPA and DHA. Insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at BillMartinezLive.com, longevity, or call 855-305-8326.
Did you know there's an approved healthcare choice just for Christians that's founded on the timeless principles in God's Word? It's not insurance. It's MediShare. Over 189,000 believers across America who love God and share each other's health care bills. It's about half the cost of health insurance, and you never pay for medical practices that go against your Christian beliefs. Best of all, the health care law includes a special provision for MediShare members, so you don't have to buy insurance or face penalties. MediShare is affordable health care without compromise. Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your health care. For your free information guide, call 855-BIBLE-11. Not available in Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical health care. Call 855-BIBLE-11. That's 855-BIBLE-11.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
This is gonna be the best day of my life. My life.
Well, hello, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez back with you. It's always good to have you along with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. And you want to drop me an email. Now's a good time, too, because while you're dropping me an email, Bill at BillMartinezLive.com, just tell me to put you in the running for that free DVD Blu-ray disc of The Young Messiah. We're giving away free Blu-ray DVDs just for you sending me an email. Say, hey, Martinez, put me in the running. Hey, we'll put you in the hopper, and hopefully you, too, will be a big winner as well. Absolutely free DVD and Blu-ray disc of the movie The Young Messiah. Hey, with us right now, it is time for the one, the only, James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, law professor. James, as always, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, good morning. How are you, Bill?
Hey, doing wonderful. Thank you so much for keeping us up to date. What's going on with Hollywood? And, of course, interesting dynamic tensions going on between Matt Damon and Susan Sarandon, huh?
Yes, and here's the thing. What they represent, the two of them, is the real and expanding rift, chasm, really, that exists inside the Hollywood community, which we know is predominantly liberal, and which we're seeing reflected in the polls and the Democratic Party, because what we're talking about here is that, you know, they're going two different directions. Damon is a contributor, supporter, big-time Hillary Clinton guy, Matt Damon.
Right.
Susan Sarandon, on the other hand, is in the Bernie Sanders camp. And I've said this many times, that the passion, the emotion, is in the Sanders camp. That the people in Hollywood and in the Democratic base, they're taken with Sanders' authenticity. Many of them are really don't understand, you know, what European socialism is, what socialism has done, but they like some of the same things that Bernie spouts out that Donald Trump does. So each of them has a completely different take. You know, and Matt Damon recently went to give a commencement speech at MIT, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, well-known, a very, very prestigious, you know, for science and technology, one of the best institutions in the world.
Well, you got to know how to add and subtract if you're going to go there. I mean, you know.
At the very least. And, so, of course, you know, this is the way Hollywood infiltrates the minds of even intellectuals You know, you remember the famous line, I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV. Well, Matt Damon yes. is not an intellectual by any stretch of the imagination, but he portrayed a math genius in Good Will Hunting, the film that made him famous. And the math genius character was working as a janitor at MIT. So there's a connection between MIT and Matt Damon. But Damon, you know, he's able to kind of fake a sort of intellectual persona because he's played all of these super smart guys mm-hmm. on the screen in almost all of his movies, particularly the most famous one, the Jason Bourne franchise.
Exactly.
You know,
right.
Jason Bourne is a kind of a genius.
Mm-hmm.
So he wants to keep informed. So while he's giving this commencement address, he brings up a kind of an arcane esoteric theory that some scientists, not really good scientists, but saying some philosophers, so-called philosophers, and what it is, it's called the simulation hypothesis. Now, the simulation hypothesis is kind of right out of the movie The Matrix.
Mm-hmm.
It says that maybe we live in a computer simulation, that some advanced civilization has set this up. You know, we don't really, what we think is reality is just a computer simulation. So
what did he do? Did he pick up a book off of Barack Obama's nightstand or something?
I don't just know saying. Where he got this one.
Yeah.
But he brought it up for a specific reason. That was to bash Donald Trump.
Of course.
Because he said this to the MIT grad. If there are multiple simulations, how come we have to be in one where Donald Trump becomes the Republican nominee for president? Can we, like, transfer to a different one? this Hillary supporter bashes Trump. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, Susan Sarandon, talk about a different direction.
Mm-hmm.
She's on this internet television show being interviewed. It's a far-left internet television show. And they're saying to her, asking her about this, Donald Trump, he's dangerous. Don't you think he's dangerous? And Sarandon shocks them, saying, well, I believe Clinton is more dangerous.
Oh, wow.
Whoa!
Yes.
And then says she predicts an indictment, and she's made these soft statements like, maybe I'll vote for Donald Trump. And even though, you know, she's an avid Sanders supporter,
mm-hmm.
but she is alienated from the political process, as many Sanders supporters are. She's alienated from the Democrat establishment, as many in the Republican side are alienated from the Republican establishment. Mm-hmm. And a Washington Post ABC poll came out recently, and this has got to scare the Hillary Clinton campaign. It says 20%, that's a big number, of Sanders supporters have indicated that they are planning to vote for Trump if Hillary gets the nomination. So these are, you know, it's two different celebrities really illustrating these two paths. And, and we're playing it out right here mm-hmm. in California tomorrow.
Yeah, what's going on with Susan Sarandon now? She's not going to be invited to Barbara Streisand's, happy Hanukkah party or something.
As a matter of fact, the left wing, poor Susan Sarandon, she's been beaten up all these years by people like me mm-hmm. and people that criticize the Hollywood left. Now she's getting beat up by the left. They say, oh, Susan Sarandon, muddle-headed Susan mm-hmm. Sarandon, how could she do it? Because most of the blogs, the big blogs, are in the tank for Hillary Clinton.
Well, of course. Well, you can't be left of the left. When you're left of the left, you're really left out, aren't you? So to speak,
really,
I guess. I don't know.
The left.
Yeah, right. But, yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, but it's, it really shows why the polls in California, you know, are in a dead heat, which shouldn't be, according to, you know, the Democrat establishment.
Right.
But it even looks like it's possible that Hillary would be upset in California and clinch the nomination on the same day.
Yeah, she still has her numbers anyway. I mean, you know, so it's not going to happen. I mean, in terms of, I mean, the only, thing that will happen is she could be a little bit more embarrassed, and you know Bernie's got some momentum going into the convention, and the thing is, it's going to really rile up that base because they're going to say, hey, look at, I don't know how he transitions his followers to Hillary when you say the 20%. Already said they're going to vote for Trump, and those are probably the ones that will actually go out and vote, because as we know, the millennials, like many other groups, say, hey, I'm in, and they register to vote maybe about 50%, and then half of that actually go out and vote, right?
Yeah, exactly. And look, people, they're not just disgusted with the political process. They're disgusted with corruption. They're disgusted with the idea that they elect people to go to Washington. The people end up getting rich in both parties because of insider deals, crony deals that they're doing. And the fact is, Hillary Clinton is the poster girl for that kind of cronyism. As a matter of fact, it just seems to be growing on a day-by-day basis in the alternative media. More information coming out about the Clinton Foundation, the nexus between the Clinton Foundation and the email private server scandal. It appears as though there's a real reason for a private server.
Exactly.
Hillary Clinton and eliminating all those emails is because those emails show this pattern of quid pro quo of speaking fees and contributions to the Clinton Foundation and selling of American policy. It's unbelievable. And the mainstream press is more interested in the Trump University case.
Yeah. Don't you want just the money that they got from selling the Lincoln bedroom? I mean, that's our bedroom, isn't it? Isn't that the people's bedroom? I mean, how much money do you think they generated from that deal?
Well, we know that it was is a huge amount, and that was part of their campaign finance scandal when Bill Clinton was in office. At each election, we seem to have these allegations of illegal foreign contributions. We all remember Al Gore and the Buddhist nuns.
Right. Yes.
And we all remember Johnny Chung talking about it was like going through the turntable at the subway.
Exactly.
And you put money in and you walk through. And it's just for whatever reason, you can trace the political career of this couple, and from beginning to end, there's a trail of allegations, scandal, more allegations, more scandal, more cover-ups. It's astounding.
What are they going to do, James? You've got Clinton Cash, the movie, based on Peter Schweitzer's book coming out in July. You've got this new book from the Secret Service agent that said that, you know, part of his job was hiding evidence of Bill's philandering and, you know, what have you. And it's kind of a tell-all from a Secret Service perspective. I mean, this really makes that first couple, and now in reverse situation. Oh, my gosh, what a mess, James. What a mess.
It is a mess, but, you know, it's all new stuff to most of the Sanders supporters who are millennials, and, you know, post-millennials, pre-millennials, that didn't grow up in this era, and it's new information. But the problem is, again, the mainstream media and how utterly biased they are. Peter Schweitzer, you brought up his name. Peter Schweitzer is
we got about 15 seconds, James.
Yeah,
15 seconds.
Class A journalist, and he can't get anywhere, get interviewed on the mainstream media.
Yeah. Well, he's always welcome here. He's been with us many times. James Hurst, the New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. James, thank you so much. Good stuff, buddy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You know, you've been hearing about Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients keeping the body healthy.
Bill Martinez Live now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 ORAC points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 855-305-8326 or BillMartinezLive.com. Longevity, that's 855-305-8326.